It's Kent in the Country, Z100.
I'm doing great, Kent. I'm going to bring a flashback to you, buddy. Maybe I caught the tail end of the conversation while on the radio. But what in the heck happened to metal lunch boxes when you were a kid?
To what kind of lunch boxes?
The metal lunch boxes that had a thermos and a cup. I've still got my Dukes of Hazzard lunch box.
You know, you hang on to that Dukes of Hazzard because that's worth some money, period. But I don't know. They all started going to these soft, sissy lunch boxes. I mean, come on.
Yeah, and back when kids could get in a fight and you could use them and clobber somebody in the head with them or something. I don't know why they used them like that, but...
Great. Hey, one thing is, that I miss that you can't buy, but when we used to have, like, the scooter races at school...
Yeah!
I used to love that. We'd smash our fingers and we'd race each other on them, the little plastic.
And it was one of those things, like, you knew when it was scooter day in gym, some kid was going to crack his head or their hands.
Definitely, yes.
But that was just how it was. Nobody brought a lawsuit against the school.
No.
It was just cool, and we healed up, and it was fine. I agree.
I love that. I'm just sad.
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing great. You got something that, you know, you kind of miss?
Yeah, pudding pops.
And we were just talking about that. The Jell-O pudding pop had to be...
Yes, they were awesome.
Oh, my gosh. And Bill Cosby was the spokesperson.
Yes.
Yeah, and he sold a lot of pudding pops, I'm telling you. But there was...
Yes, he did.
I'll start a petition for that one, too, okay?
Okay.
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just reminiscing about the good old days.
I tell you what I miss. McDonald's used to have... with their ice cream where you could get different flavors infused into the ice cream, like cotton candy or bubblegum.
Wow, no way, for real?
Yes, early 90s.
Wow, I tell you what, there's a lot of things that have come and gone at the franchise, but that is something I don't remember, but man, that would be amazing.
Oh, it was so fun. You pick out your color and your flavor, it was the best.
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Just reminiscing. You got something you miss?
Yes, I do. Whenever I was a kid at my babysitter's house, my favorite cereal was CW Post.
Ooh.
And you cannot find it anywhere.
CW Post. It sounds like a combination of a breakfast cereal and a television network. Wow.
Something like that.
So what was so good about it? Was it like a sugar... frosted thing.
Believe it or not, Ken, it was like an oaty, grainy cereal that a kid probably wouldn't have liked other than that was there at my babysitter's house. She was an older lady.
Yeah.
And I could have just ate my weight in it.
Wow. Well, thank you for that. I'll have to Google it. The CW Post.
Yep.
On the Jell-O pudding pop.
Yeah.
They have a kit that you can make Jell-O pudding pops in the Jell-O aisle.
Uh-uh.
Yes.
Oh.
Kraft Heinz put it out, and it's called Jell-O pudding pops.
It's Kent in the Country, Z100.